You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
It is indeed time for the Southern Cross. We're joined in studio by AET Pacific Media Centre Director David Roby, as well as AET PhD student Stephanie Sageo-Tupunga and her husband Kenneth, with all the latest in Pacific news. Hi, how are you?
Kia ora, hi.
Hey. Hi.
How are you going today?
Not too bad.
That's good, that's good. So I guess just to start with, David, what's been happening in Pacific News this week?
Well, I mean, I guess one of the number of media freedom issues that have been happening, I guess one of the biggest things is the attempt to gag a website in Indonesia where news particularly is focusing around on West Papua and media freedom. You know, and we've got the UNESCO conference in Jakarta in a couple of weeks, and so there's been a real sort of furore about investigations that have been reported by this this website, originally the reports in The Intercept. So that's one of the main things. But of course, there's also been the writs being issued for the PNG general election in June. And we've got the experts right here with Stephanie and Kenneth, who can probably tell you all about it.
Absolutely. So, Stephanie, these are very important elections in Papua New Guinea, and I understand they're very complex kind of compared with New Zealand. So it takes 2 weeks for the polling to take place, starting on June 24th, unlike New Zealand, where it's the same day vote and a result. So can you explain how those elections work?
expert. Okay. How elections work in Papua New Guinea, and we are challenged by the geographical locations, the terrains, that can isolate places. So we need a longer time for elections to unfold, so people can move from one place to another, either by planes or cars or all those. So that is why the elections mainly spread out over a period of 2 weeks, so people can get around there. When we talk about elections in Papua New Guinea, where it's very different. The atmosphere with the issuing of writs last week, it's already a kind of a mood that was already created. Mm. It's a fever. Everyone is getting into it, nominating candidates, and that will close on the 27th of April. And then we have the campaign period for 8 weeks, and then the elections themselves. So
right. So it is quite drawn out, isn't it?
It's a community thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets involved in these things. Kenneth, if you...
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to just add a bit on what Stephanie has just mentioned. Well, coupled with the geographical terrain, we are also faced with over 800 languages, mm-hmm. which signifies 800 different cultures that needs to be catered for. So representing these 800 people of various backgrounds, it's quite a challenge in itself, especially for whoever is trying to represent the intending candidate. We'll need to be, you know, very, very careful in the way he or she tries to get support and, basically to win in the election. Much of this geographical terrain and the background that we have, also, I think the other factor that also contributes to the difficulty of having election prolonging for 2 weeks, in our case, polling to go on for 2 weeks, is that we have ill-equipped communication technology.
That's true.
And that also very much hinders the collecting of these votes and getting the people to be informed and be able to actually give back their feedback by way of voting for their candidates.
And one of the points I'll just add as well is that this is proportional voting for the first time in Papua New Guinea, and you've also got a passing of the old guard. So Michael Somare, who's the founding prime minister and so on, he's retired from politics after four decades or so, and is the rise of young leaders.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's going to leave quite a big kind of hole there, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Well, it depends on where he's living politics. It's going to be both a challenge and an opportunity
for
young leaders now. A challenge in the sense that he leaves a footprint that people will try their best to fit, you know, to fit that footprint, and also it's a challenge to the young leaders to look at our history and to look at leadership politics over this since independence, and to see the good things, and maybe to mark a shape a new way forward for the country. And that's a challenge for them.
It's exciting as well.
It is exciting as
well. Sure. And so, Stephanie, tell us a bit about yourself. What's your kind of area of study here?
Oh, okay. I'm here on a PhD study, and I'm looking at my research topic is on the relationship between journalism and public relations in Papua New Guinea. I'm specifically interested to see the experiences of journalists and public relations practitioners, and the way PNG, the way journalists and public relations is are practiced in Papua New Guinea may be